From WRIR's new music journal, The Rummage, here are the 8 albums selected this week. Have you ever wondered what kind of music Elvis would play if his corpse appeared in some kind of nightmare cafe? With Creep On Creepin' On, the folks in Timber Tambor nailed whatever you'd call this genre. Nightmare doo-wop, horror lounge, funeral waltz, lurker jazz, haunting music, and tortured, surreal lyricism say strange is beautiful in the saucy coup of Bing Crosby. Why aren't you moving? Just in time for Halloween, here's a charismatic and eerie cassette from sound artist Aaron Dillaway. Opened Door presents sounds that emerge as a result of the natural currents of place, creaking swings, slapping shutters, but that we aren't always able to write off as contingent on physical forces. Instead, the vigilant human mind can't help but hear rhythm, therefore method, and thus attribute sentience. Pirate Weather from Brooklyn's Note is a clever and well-crafted chiptune release, focused partly on danceable beats and capricious blips, and partly on an ambiance of dull informatics and harsher sounds. Pirate Weather is a unique hermeneutic achievement of delicate multidimensionality, exploring genre tropes, producing an ambiguous mood, and making it sound totally natural. There's more to Peruvian music than chicha. That's one of the messages of this fine debut compilation from Tiger's Milk Records, an outgrowth of a London-based Peruvian restaurant. This well-researched look at the Latin and tropical sounds of 60s and 70s Peru is the first re-release of these obscure tracks since their original local pressings. Mechanics' many EPs painted a big, deep space and didn't need to make any more statements. But if the listener wanted the space and crowd-heavy band to spread their wingspan and think bigger, they got their wish last month. Mechanics' presence is fully realized in their first full length. Made up of new cuts and revisiting earlier trips, Mechanic uses that wiggle room to maximize effect, inflating their already expansive environment. Water Torture offer acerbic grindcore and shellfire, a work stolid rather than frenetic, and oh-so post-hardcore. It's a mordant and well-rounded album from a duo with a unique approach. Raucous noise splayed out in rich, tortuous retro, slabs, and finely minced riffs of bass, a hailstorm of drums. Shellfire has all its wits about it, and then some, sneaking in misleadingly tuneful waves that deconvolve over an arrhythmic kick drum or tinkling keys. Abelardo Carbaño was a policeman from Barranquilla who, in the 1980s, helped develop the genre champeta, Afro-Colombian rhythms fused with sounds from the crates of records that entered Colombia's largest Caribbean port and became hits, like Nigerian Afrobeat, Congolese Soukous, Cuban Mambo, and American Funk. Carbaño's legacy is one of a musical melting pot. Equals sonic refinement and meticulous talent is admirable, and their debut EP compliantly well-crafted. Unfortunately, the marinade is pointlessly gorgeous, therefore evoking TV spots. Just listen. False Light, a home equity firm. Table Monster, brand cereal. Electric Blanket, a Swedish SUV. This slight but pervasive kitsch is so unexpected for musicians of this caliber that one can't decide if this EP is overdone or undercooked. Thanks for listening. New issues are released each Monday morning. To learn more about The Rummage, Crate Divers Care of WRIR 97.3, and to read this week's newsletter, visit therummage973.wordpress.com.